Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ron Hextall spoke, was called before the media ostensibly to talk about the Jeff Carter extension and any other issues that spin off of that, including the futures of Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang.
We've had discussions. I don't negotiate publicly. We've had discussions with both guys, and certainly they're a top priority for us. We have a limited amount of cap space, so there's going to squeeze everybody in, certainly our goal. Whether it's possible or not, I don't know. With every player, you have a certain number that you feel like you can go to, and that's where you draw the line. But negotiations have been fine, and we'll continue on.
They'll continue on. They want to keep Malkin and Letang in the fold alongside Sidney Crosby. The question will be, are those guys probably going to have to take less? They will. And are they willing to do so to stick around? Do you have, after watching what we've seen, and I don't think this is too convoluted a comparison.
Okay.
After watching the Steelers essentially, I'll mortgage a season, right? So
right.
That they could give Ben his send off, right? Ben just was not, he was not the last year and a half of his career, the quarterback they needed. He just wasn't very productive. Do we worry at all about keeping guys past their prime when we talk about the Penguins, or when we talk about Malkin and Letang? Are they on that level where they should be kept? Fans want to see them kept around for the ends of their careers, regardless of what you may be risking performance-wise should they hit a backslide late in their careers.
I think Sid falls into that category. I don't think the other two guys fall into that category in terms of nostalgia, terms of keeping them around. Like, if you were to say, okay, Malkin and Letang can't be here for the duration of their career, you're going to see them in another jersey. There could be some people heartbroken, but I don't think it's anywhere near rising to the level if you were to say, well, Sidney Crosby's going to go off and play somewhere else. People want Sid to begin and end his career in Pittsburgh. People aren't going to be heartbroken if that happens with Malkin and Letang. That said, though, I don't think so.
I think some people with Malkin I think some people with Evgeny Malkin would be very disappointed to see him go off and play somewhere else in the NHL. Now, if he decides he wants to go spend the final year of his career back in Magnitogorsk, which I think his wife has alluded to in the Russian media before, then that, I think, would be different than like if he ended up playing his last two or three years for the Florida Panthers, for
example. I think for me it would be offset if it was guaranteed that Sid would be here his whole career. Like, people would get – unless there's these deep-seated Malkin fans, and that people just have to see it.
I think there are some of those. I also think that as a fan base, Penguins fans, many of us wish things could have played out differently with Jágr, right? Jágr had to be traded at that point in time because of the way things were structured and wanted to be traded at that time. But I think a lot of people feel some level of guilt for the way they've reacted to Jágr over the years. Every time he came back, he'd get the boos when he touched the puck. And I think people would like to see, they didn't get to see Mario and Jágr stay together for the entirety of their careers. I think they'd like to believe that they can do it with Crosby and Malkin.
Well, can I be honest with you? I think we oversell that sometimes in that angle, because that was 20 years ago.
Okay.
That there are some people who are 30 years old that are big Penguins fans now that don't care or remember about any Jager contract situation.
Oh yeah, for a younger fan, they have no memory of that. Absolutely. I think I'm talking about specifically people who were fans in the 90s and people our age and older.
Right.
Who wish that scenario could have played out differently.
See, I am that age and I don't tie the two together. Like it doesn't register. What's going on with these three men right now? Nothing with Jaromír Jágr registers or is not pushed into this situation at all.
That's fair.
It's a different regime. It's a different team. It's a different building. It's a different time. It's all different people. And that it just doesn't factor into it. I don't have this deep-seated sort of wish that they'd done something different with Jágr, thus it transfers into these guys. That said, what I'm most intrigued by is the timeline and what plays out this year in season. And you have Hextall coming out and saying what he just said right there, that you played, and that I'm not negotiating publicly. When you're not negotiating publicly, that is code all the time for a general manager saying, we are negotiating privately. I mean, right. There's no question about that at all. So how deep are those negotiations? When did they start? Right. How deep are they? How far along are they? And how serious is the other party? We always take for granted with Malkin, especially, I think, that it's going to be, well, the fans, the people that you mentioned, mm-hmm. right? You'd like to make him a Penguin for a long time. Does he want to be a Penguin for a long time?
Oh, I think Malkin does, judging by the way he's spoken about it when it's been presented to him. You know, the comments like, oh, I'm a pretty rich guy, you know, indicating he'll take a little bit less, that money isn't maybe the primary concern for him. I think Malkin...
That's easy to say, though. But whenever there's a contract extended, is it easy to do? You know, if someone offers him a contract that's more, particularly in Russia, is that the easy thing to do? It's easy to say right now.
I don't think, at least for my money, I wouldn't say something like that unless I was ready, willing, and able to back up. Like Chris Letang has not, to his credit, has not expressed the same.
No words about it.
I mean,
right.
he has said, yeah, sure, I'd love to stay here.
Way closer to the vest, though.
But it's more of a, he knows he can go out. He's having one of the best years of his career, and he knows he can go out and he can get paid. And if you've got one more big paycheck coming, well, I don't fault anybody for going out and doing what they have to do. I think if you put their feet to the fire and you ask someone in that room, who do you think is more likely to finish their career in this city? They would tell you Gino, because Gino seems to have a willingness to do what it takes to stay here long term. And Letang may be looking to cash in. And I don't blame him for that. It is the Fan Morning Show presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Call us, text us. We want to hear from you, especially once we start celebrating Jim at 8 o'clock. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. So as we take one final sort of loop around the block here and look back at Ben Roethlisberger's career, again, I'm drawing corollaries that younger people may not be on board with, but let me explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Ben idolized John Elway growing up, right?
Right, we mentioned
that before. It's been mentioned many times. It's why he chose number 7, all that. And John Elway ended up, although he won his titles at the end of his career, he ended up always being somewhat in the shadow of, who? I guess, Montana and Marino, right? Mm-hmm. Those were the two big dogs, even though Marino never won a Lombardi. And I got to thinking about the corollaries between Elway and Roethlisberger, in that Ben spent most of his career as a quarterback, even when he was playing very well, in the shadow of Brady and Manning. And I wonder if that's ultimately, and it's somewhat poetic if you want to frame it that way, I guess, but if he'll ultimately go down as only the third best quarterback of his generation, and a lot of people would even put Breeze ahead of him, the third or fourth best quarterback of his generation, simply because of the era he played in.
Maybe. I think that, you know what? I think if you asked 100 people, though, they jumble them 100 different ways. Like, if you yield the results of those three guys, it would come out.
Well, everybody would put Brady first.
I mean,
yeah.
But if you take...
If you take Manning, Roethlisberger, and Breeze.
Correct.
Peyton Manning, that is.
Correct.
Yeah.
Eli Manning is just a guy that had a couple playoff runs.
Right.
Like, he's not...
Yeah.
But... guys are measured by Super Bowls.
They are.
That's the
but
that,
I
there's
think,
the quarterback position, more than any other in all of sports, is measured by championships.
So
even though it's
that,
a team sport.
In that vein, and again, for younger listeners, this may not register
with
them.
Look at Rodgers getting buried for not winning championships.
But I'll go back to the Elway comparison.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose Elway or Marino, like I appreciate what Elway did in winning titles late in his career, but and I don't just say this as a Pittsburgh guy because I didn't necessarily grow up a Pitt fan, but I take Marino.
Well, Marino's a better individual talent.
Yes,
exactly.
There's
no question about that in terms of a quarterback.
But I think it's a similar question when you talk about Peyton Manning versus Eli Manning, or you know. To your point, Eli is a guy who went on a couple of runs, and yes, that matters, but he's not nearly as talented as his older brother, as Ben Roethlisberger, as Drew Brees.
No, but I can't find it within me to say negative things about guys that did go on those playoff runs, especially multiple ones,
right.
Like Eli Manning. Like, Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
You win two Super Bowls, yeah.
You go to the Hall of Fame. I think, though, it is so hard to diagnose how good a guy as an individual talent is in a team sport. And it's all we do with quarterbacks. You know? Like look at Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers is great. Is great. Now, he had 65 yards of offense or whatever it was in the first half. Right. Does that make him less great? Does it make him less great that he's essentially done nothing since the one Super Bowl? Like, does it make him less great that his front office didn't go out and get him pieces that he thinks he should have had?
You bring that up now, and
it's very Marino-esque.
It's astounding to me that, you know, the Colin Cowherd rant that you played at the top of the show, and you can go back, rewind to 6 a.m. on your Odyssey app and listen to it if you'd like to hear it, but basically saying that because Ben underachieved, or the Steelers underachieved for the last 10 years, that Ben did not meet expectations. What the hell would we say about Aaron Rodgers
Correct.
Over the last 10 years?
Is that applicable to Aaron Rodgers in the same exact way? But people were saying, here's the out with Aaron Rodgers that people say. Well, he didn't have the front office on his side. Well, his coaching changed. Look, he didn't have the greatest coach ever. He didn't have coaching stability. Mm-hmm. He had a guy that he ran off in McCarthy, and then another guy he brings in that's people are wondering, he's so-so. Look, he screwed up the NFC Championship game last year. He didn't know whether to kick, or go for it, whatever. All of that. Free agency-wise, he didn't get to pick who he wanted. He didn't have receivers like the Pittsburgh Steelers had. You know, it's like you're not allowed to be at all critical of Aaron Rodgers.
But to bring it back to your point about Eli and about championships, if that's how we measure them, and a lot of people do, and I think if you held Colin Cowherd's feet to the fire, he would agree that's how quarterbacks are judged, their success in the postseason, their success in Super Bowls. Well, then you've got to hold Aaron Rodgers responsible for that ultimately, whether he got along with the GM or not, whether his head coach knew what he was doing or not,
right.
Whether he had the right weapons around him or not, you still have to hold him accountable for it because ultimately that's what you're doing. That's what you're saying when you give Eli Manning credit for two Super Bowl wins, you're also saying, well, no, it doesn't matter what Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers had built around them or didn't have built around them. They should have done more in the final decades.
Like, I'm not naive to think that Jim Plunkett was a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But he did it twice.
Right.
He found a way to make sure the last game of the season was the game in which he held the trophy.
Yeah.
Two different times. So I can't discount that.
No, I think it's a great point. And I think it's what makes the conversation about how you frame Roethlisberger in relation to his peers so interesting.
Right. And the part two is it always comes back to this. And it does. These coaches get so much criticism. Like Tomlin. If you're going to bury Tomlin, does Ben have to fall into – and I don't. Like, I think that Tomlin has underachieved in the past 5-8 years.
Yeah.
But the people that bury Tomlin, I don't think you can bury Tomlin and lift Ben up to the highest degree at the same time.
No, they're both responsible.
It's just like every great coach is intertwined with a quarterback. Everyone in NFL history.
Yeah. And both of those guys were intertwined at one point with a guy who says, just stop. I'm very, very smart. I got everything under control. You'll hear that in Breakfast Bites. We got to make our picks. We're going to make them early today because from 8 to 10, it's a celebration of Jim. Jim Colony's farewell show. Mike DeFabo at 8:45. He's on the way as well here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.